If it is Monday, that cheerful blinking light is Annie Dugan. Hey, good morning there, sunshine.
Good morning, Miss Lisa. It is a great week, as always, for the arts in our area. I have a new website to tell you all about. It's shopsmalldeluth.com, and it is Stacey Renee, the wonderful creative part of the creative team behind Warrior Printress and shows like WTF, What the Feminist. She has created a site specifically for local artisans to promote all of the amazing works that they have, especially during this time of year. So she's started it. If you are a person looking for a really interesting creative gift that supports our local economy, you can go to Shop Small Duluth. Or if you are a maker who wants to have their products listed, you can certainly reach out to Stacey Renee as well to get your work up there. It highlights artists like Kirsten Owney and Karen Kramer, among many others. I've talked about them before, but there's lots of other folks on there. And it's the time of year that I like to talk about books, because books are always a wonderful thing to celebrate this time of year, always, every 12 months out of the year, but this time especially. And Chris Monroe has a new book out this fall that is worth mentioning. Monkey with a Tool Belt has another edition. This edition sends our beloved Chico Bon Bon into space. It's Monkey with a Tool Belt Blasts Off. Chris Monroe is just a brilliant, funny, creative. It's reading her stuff. It's geared towards kids, but adults can enjoy. We have quite a few of the her books in our library, and we return to them again and again. The other one that came out actually last year, but sort of slid under the radar, that I think is really wonderful, is Burp, Spit, and Fart: The Science Behind Disgusting Animals, which is when you see her lovely line drawings of a robin eating a worm, you think, oh yeah, eating a worm. What's that like? How does that work? And it's a wonderful, wonderful story. The other book I want to talk about is sort of, it's a very old book. It's 1905, but it's been reprinted this year. It's called Thought Forms, A Record on Clairvoyant Investigation. It was originally written by Anna Besant, who was part of this society of thinkers who thought that you could visually express all of these sort of universal emotions and universal thoughts through visual means, and that you could communicate across spheres with these kinds of visual expressions. So artists like Hilma af Klint, who has been given her due much later now than during her lifetime. She had a huge exhibition. She passed away quite some time ago, but she had a huge exhibition at the Guggenheim last year that was really celebrated, and folks started being like, Hilma af Klint is one of our greats, which she is. And part of her work resides in this book and this way of thinking. And I think it's just a beautiful book. It's coming out this time of year. It's a beautiful book to sort of page through. I actually think it's one of those things where you can say, okay, you can almost play a game with it. You can sort of say, all right, if I wanted to visually express white hot internal rage, how would that look? And you try it and then see if yours matches up with Anna Besant's version of it. It was very much a scientific investigation as well as an artistic one when they originally did it. And they looked at all sort of these artists and other thinkers, you know, how would you sort of say this with visual means? So I think she's a fascinating figure in and of herself as well. She was a very early feminist, very early progressive thinker. So that is a fun book to have on the coffee table this year. And then if you're looking for something to watch, I wanted to recommend Hannah Gadsby's Douglas. This is not a new comic series or stand-up show, but it is one that I finally got around to watching. I don't know why I waited so long. Her original stand-up special was called Nanette, and it just had amazing repercussions because of the brilliance that she did with breaking down the idea of stand-up in and of itself. And it had some really great art history in it about Vincent van Gogh and madness and this idea of, you know, that she was trying to break down the idea that creative thinkers have to struggle with mental illness. And she was saying, no, people can get help with mental illness. It's not the mental illness that gives them creativity. It's how they deal with that and how they express themselves through that. So Douglas is not quite as serious as Nanette, but it does have some more art history in it. And she weaves art history through her stand-up in such a brilliant and funny way. It was one of those things where I was laughing out loud and my husband was saying, what are you watching? What are you laughing at? And I had to tell him some really funny art history jokes.
It was cat videos, dear. Just cat videos. Yeah.
Right.
Well, exactly. The idea somebody said you are assigned to take in some information about art history. The idea that it could be delivered to you in the form of stand up is really intrigued by that idea. I like it a lot.
It's delightful. Yep. Hannah Gadsby. She's a brilliant thinker and an art history major. See, you can do things with art history.
Hooray. Well, if I find myself looking for a second career, it's nice to know that art history is an option that's out there.
It's a viable option.
Arnie Vineo says it's never too late to become a doctor, but I kind of think Arnie wasn't talking to people my age.
Age is just a number, Lisa.
Art history might be, yeah, I know, but when the numbers hit a certain point, you die. It seems to me that I might be able to complete an art history degree before I become a doctor.
Just a thought. I always encourage art history degrees. Yes. Wherever we are in life.
Sounds like a great plan, my dear. Annie, thanks a gazillion for joining us. Let's do it again next week, shall we?
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Lisa. Take care.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Northland Mornings on Mondays right here on KUMD.